Phil Gambini from investigativepost.org joining us live this morning with staggering unemployment numbers and with so many small businesses on the brink of whether they will stay afloat or not after getting shut out of the payroll protection program. Phil, you've learned that Western Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation is receiving big money in PPP funding.
That's correct, Susan. $3.2 million in PPP loans.
How is OTB considered a small business?
Well, it employs less than 500 people. And according to the regs that have been put forward by the U.S. Treasury, it appears that it's permissible that OTB apply and be approved for these funds.
Now, aren't OTB employees also considered public sector employees because they draw a pension?
Yes. I mean, it's somewhat complicated. For those who don't know, OTB is a quasi-governmental organization, which means it was created by the state legislature in 1973 to curb the black market hold on horse track betting. But it's not an explicit arm of state government. But you're right. The employees there do draw a state pension.
Did they apply for this $3.2 million in PPP funds?
Yes, they applied. During the latest round, obviously, the program dried up and then was injected with some more money. But they applied and they were approved in late April.
All right. Has anyone at OTB taken a pay cut? Has anyone been furloughed?
There was a two-week furlough for general employees, and then three of the top managers took a 50% pay cut. But the CEO, Henry Witazek, and the CFO, Jackie Leach, remained at full pay throughout this period.
Even board members are continuing to be paid, right?
They receive a $4,000 stipend. But, Susan, I think it's important to note that part of what this PPP loan is going to go towards is board members' health insurance benefits, which a private law firm has said they're not entitled to receive. It's a luxurious plan, estimated at a value of about $20,000 a year.
Wow, really eye-opening stuff. Phil, thank you. Phil Gambini, you can read more on our site, WBEN.com, and the full story at investigativepost.org.